For starters, the teens got a dose of history and culture. An opening ceremony featured an Aztec drumming group. The performance rekindled the spiritual roots of Mexican and South American culture, roots a majority of the Latino youth share. Nancy Leon, president of the National Hispana Leadership Institute in Washington, D.C., instructed the teens to never forget where they and their families come from.
So don't ever, ever let anybody tell you or make you feel less than about who you are or about where your people come from, because we have a lot to be proud of. And that is one of the things that we have to remember as Latinos, because you know what kills our community? What kills our community is that we forget who we are.
Leon's message carried added weight following a recent report on the high dropout rate of Latinos. The National Center for Education Statistics says nearly one-third of Latinos aged between 16 and 24 leave high school. Leon told the group they must remain in school if they're to pursue their ambitions and their dreams. And she urged them to dream big.
There is a world out there that will allow you to have your dreams, but it means that you have to go after them. And then you go after it. And when you make a decision like that, the universe opens up for you.
18-year-old Teresa Nesingo lives in St. Cloud. Though she was adopted by a white family, Teresa embraces her Mexican heritage by attending a Spanish-speaking language camp every summer. But it hasn't always been easy. She says she's faced discrimination and other obstacles along the way.
In Spanish class, they'd be like, "Why are you here? You should know your language." And then if I were to wear like a Spanish shirt, they'd say, "Why don't you go back to your own country if you like your country so much?"
Nesingle says it's important to get together with other Latinos her age to share stories and compare notes. She says if she can hear other people's stories of adversity and how they've overcome it, then she'll gain the wisdom she came to the conference looking for. In Minnesota, the Chicano Latino population of about 85,000 is on the rise. Nationally, Hispanics make up about 10% of the population, and collectively they proved to be a powerful voting bloc in last year's national election. Ramona De Rosadas of St. Thomas University works to help Latino youth get into college. She says as Latinos become an even more powerful voting bloc and political lobby, far greater economic and social gains will benefit the group.
I think in the past, we sometimes looked at the public has seen the Latino community as somewhat passive and silent, but that's not happening. You know, you're not going to see that any longer because we within the community have taken over to educate our own community folks. And so I think that you're going to see a whole lot of changes within the next, you know, few years.
But, says Nancy Leon, the majority of Americans must rethink changes in immigration policy and reconcile the social and economic benefits immigrants bring to the U.S.
Who is going to pick the crops? Who is going to clean the hotel rooms? Who is going to bus the dishes? I mean, that's the bottom line. These immigrants are a very important part of this economy, and if they didn't pick the crops, our food in the grocery store would be much more expensive than it is. And that is the one thing that nobody seems to talk about.
Leon and others who spoke at the conference told the teens that they are the nation's future leaders, a message that by the end of the weekend clearly rang true for 18-year-old Angelina Castano Weber.
Endless. There's endless possibilities.
Conference workshops ranged in topics from Minnesota Latino history to career development to building self-esteem. It was the first of what will become annual gatherings in Minnesota. For Minnesota Public Radio, this is Karen Louise Booth.